Here in Idaho, 50% of children starting kindergarten only know about 11 letters of the alphabet. That's according to the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children. The Gem State is one of just a handful of states that does not fund preschool. So in the hopes of making preschool more accessible, the association, along with community partners, is using a $500,000 grant to launch Preschool the Idaho Way. Joining me live to talk more about this, our Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and Martin Balbin, Idaho AEYC Project Director. I tell you, it's easier for me to say the whole name than to try to shorten it. So welcome to the show. It
trips a lot of people up.
I tell you, and I'm looking right at it, too. That's the problem. So, Beth, I want to start with you, and tell me about how this all came about.
Sure. Thank you for having us on, by the way. So a couple of years ago, as you know, we did a poll last year that showed 76% of voters in Idaho believe that the state should be investing. And we continue to push that football down the field. At the same time, we realize that communities are really wanting to do something. And so Martin and I were able to continue a grant with the Kellogg Foundation. And that allows us to actually put a program together that's going to help us help communities throughout Idaho build their own local collaborative preschool programs, similar to a handful of examples that we have already. The Caldwell preschool program, Boise has a preschool program, Idaho City, Julietta Kendrick, they've all come together as a community to sort of cobble together, braid and blend some funding to actually start a preschool program in their community. So we're going to help communities do just that.
And that's what the money will be used for then, is to go out there, find the communities that want this, and then work with them?
Yeah. You know, when we were doing the research that Beth mentioned, we had an opportunity to really get out and take a look at how Idahoans were confronting this problem on a local homegrown basis. And we wanted to build a program that really capitalized on that a little bit. So what we have is a two-part solution that really gets at kind of a big approach to tackling this on a local basis. So one of the pieces to that is our toolkit. We took a look at some of the active programs that Beth mentioned out in Idaho City, Julietta Kendrick, and we said, what would these folks like to have in front of them in a different community that would demystify the process of these local collaborative approaches? We built off that question, and we created a comprehensive toolkit that's going to be released on an entire statewide basis to everyone throughout the state. So that can be kindergarten teachers, education advocates, nonprofit leaders, municipal leaders, you name it. We're going to try to get this toolkit in front of them. We do have it up live. More information can be found at idahoaeyc.org/preschool about that. But the other big piece to this that we mentioned is the supplemental grant from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. And what this grant allows us to do is go through a two-part process with some targeted geographies. And we have some planning grants that we're able to kind of get together, convene communities, put together a stakeholder group, start answering some of the tough questions about what's getting in folks' way. And then the second piece of that project is putting together an implementation grant that will be act as a matching fund for local communities who have put together the program and are trying to put together the resources to make this happen in their communities, because we have, if anything, we've seen that the will and the need is just really prevalent throughout the state.
Well, and that's what's been interesting to me is when your organization went around last year and you canvassed the entire state, this went across party lines. This went across so many things. I mean, there was an overwhelming, I would say, that so many people agreed overwhelmingly that we needed to have pre-K.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, you know, the polling and the focus groups, like you said, kind of speak for themselves. When you get 76% of voters across Idaho, the majority of them are Republican, which is very it mirrors Idaho voters.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a partisan issue at all. Early childhood education is not a partisan issue. It is something that our voters want. It is something our communities need, and our kids certainly need it as well.
So because of this, so since you have this toolkit, you can literally, I'm assuming, when you talk about this and getting it in front of schools, teachers, communities, they can take this actual toolkit. And with that, can they start a pre-K program in their community with this?
You know, yeah, the toolkit we really see is like a process document and a process piece to where if the will exists amongst leaders in a community and they say, this is a program that we want to be like other local Idaho communities that are tackling this, we wanted to give them a roadmap to tackle. Mm. And so, you know, it takes you from every bit of the project through, you know, what are the questions we need to be asking about how many children are in our community ready to serve? How many stakeholders can we get in this group? I think like an important piece about building coalitions and, you know, certainly is reflected in these local collaboratives is that, you know, these programs aren't necessarily a top-down district level program where it's just run from the state level or from the, you know, district level. These are programs that incorporate in-home child care providers, center-based child care providers, can be a group of parents or businesses. These robust local solutions are really occurring all over the place and in many different ways, and each one is really unique. So we had to create a tool that would really encompass, you know, the ability to find mm-hmm. that unique approach that worked for the community while not being, you know, a 1,000-page document that was impossible
that
to
no
tackle.
One's ever going to read, right?
Right, right.
I'm speaking with Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and Martin Balben. He is the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children Project Director. I'm just saying the whole name. It's easier for me.
Just do it.
Just do it. So here's what's interesting to me then. This is a 2-year project mm-hmm. based on the funding that you have. What are your goals? What are you hoping to accomplish within this 2-year time frame?
So within the 2 years, we have the toolkit. So any community can use this toolkit, right? It's a how-to guide. But we're hoping to target about 10 to 13 different communities across the state. It is very important to us that we reach all corners of the state. Mm-hmm. So we will be identifying 10 to 13 communities based on need, based on want, based on willingness, to help them actually walk through this 2-year process. So the first year we will be providing technical assistance, some guidance, using this toolkit, helping them actually think outside of the box. And then the second year, we will be providing basically seed money, mm-hmm. a little bit of implementation grants for them as well.
So then that second year is when the goal would be then to implement these programs,
yes,
correct?
That's right. Yeah. So at the end of the 2 years, we're hoping to see 10 to 13 new local collaborative preschools pop up and get started throughout Idaho. And then, you know, we're not done, right? We're going to continue to push this football down the field, and we're going to continue to advocate for state and local mm-hmm. investments right. in preschools so that more communities throughout Idaho can have access to high quality, affordable early childhood.
Because when we have more preschool programs, pre-K programs in place across the state, can you then potentially go to the legislature and say, okay, look, this is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. This is how it's working. And, you know, and this needs to be funded. Now, with that being said, we have a 20-year program in Idaho City that we know
sure.
works.
Sure. Right. We continue to, what we hear from policymakers is we continue to get asked, we need more data. We need more data that this works. So we're going to just continue to build the capacity of these programs mm-hmm. so that we can continue to get more data. We know that the examples that I mentioned earlier, they all have fantastic data. We know that this works, but we're going to build these in strategic areas throughout the state to help spread that message.
Yeah, and I'll also add to, you know, these collaborative efforts that are occurring throughout the state are really, really incredible representations of people coming together on a local basis to solve these issues. But it's not without its hurdles. Depending on what program you're talking about, it's funded from a variety of angles with the braiding and blending of funding that I'm just always astounded in some cases that people have been able to piece together. They're wildly popular where they exist with the local support that some have sustained. You mentioned Idaho City, which has had a program for 18 years, almost 19 years mm-hmm. up there. They've tracked data throughout that process. I mean, it's really irrefutable how well these programs work. And so, you know, we hope that with the more of these springing up, the more that we can show local decision makers and state decision makers that investments here are a real just no-brainer. And, you know, there's no silver bullet when it comes to any type of policy area. But when you look at the K through 12 system as a whole, this comes close. Investments in early education come close because the investments we make here echo throughout the entire educational experience for a child and their entire life.
Well, so. And it is shocking when I said in the introduction, according to statistics that your organization has, when we look at a child entering kindergarten and they don't know the entire alphabet, and we're talking 50% of our kindergartners in this state.
And Gemma, what we're hearing is from superintendents and principals and kindergarten teachers and first grade teachers, it's getting worse. It's not getting better. And so we really need to make an effort and give these families and these children opportunities. This is about opportunity. This isn't about mandating. This isn't about, oh, we have to send our children to school a year earlier than, you know, kindergarten. This is about providing opportunities so that they can build those skills needed to enter that first day of kindergarten. Because it's, what we're doing now is not working. Right? As a matter of fact, it's getting worse. And so this is about opportunity for kids and families. And our kindergarten teachers, the one in Julietta Kendrick, she's the one that started the preschool program with a group of parents in a farmhouse. And they got together and said, we have to do something because it's not working right now. So that's what we're going to help the rest of Idaho do.
And it's amazing, too, where there's a will, there's a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And once again, sometimes it has to come down to a grassroots effort. And is that what you found? And so then you can go out to these communities that really want this and you can help them.
Absolutely.
You know, the grassroots piece of this is going to be really, really vital because it's a local community organizing piece that has to come together. And there have to be a lot of stakeholders and local communities to make these types of programs happen. But, you know, I will mention that one more commonality that all of those collaboratives have in common is that, you know, they're very unstable on a year-to-year basis in funding. And the state eventually could have a great role in acting as an investor in some of these programs, even acting as a match or whatever type of, you know, manifestation that funding could represent to just kind of set these folks on an equal footing where they've put in all this work to put together programs, but, you know, living a little, you know, fearfully of when a certain grant will go up or when a private funder may move their money or shift their money. It's, I think that there's a lot of potential for the state to stabilize some of these collaboratives in the end of this program. Mm-hmm. So we really hope to look towards that.
And to give every child equal footing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking more about this. My guest today, Executive Director of the Idaho Association for the Education of Young Children, Beth Oppenheimer, and Martin Belbin. He is a project director with the organization.